Well, the elderly are also vulnerable, and nursing homes have drastically limited access to visitors. For the Austins, a couple that began dating not long after World War II, this is the first time they've been apart. Vermont Public Radio's Nina Keck reports.
Marion Austin is petite, with short white hair and bright blue eyes. We page through old photo albums in our living room.
The wedding picture, that was who he was when I met him. Johnny Austin.
Pretty handsome guy.
So handsome. You know, they were cute.
Marion met John in New Jersey in the late 1940s. The couple raised three kids and moved to Vermont. John was a builder, but Parkinson's and dementia took their toll. He moved into the Pines, a nursing home in Rutland, in 2018. Marion has visited him nearly every day since.
This is where the for better or for worse comes in, you know?
But because of coronavirus concerns, those visits are no longer possible, and she worries John will forget her. So staff at the Pines now help the Austins connect with FaceTime.
Hello.
There she is.
Hi, honey.
We called her.
Yeah. Can you see me? Can you see me? John?
She's down there talking to her.
Marion.
Yes, I'm here. Can you see me?
I can see you now.
Marion rests her cell phone on her lap, relaxing and laughing with John and his nurse as she hears about his day.
Last night you had dinner with Lena. You two were laughing.
Yeah.
Joking.
Had a good time with Lena.
Had a good time.
Okay. But we're still married, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
We are, honey.
We'll find out when you get here.
Yeah, well, I'll get there when I can, okay? I can't get there just yet. I'll get there sometime. Okay? Yeah.
Don't forget, please.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
These visits with John are always bittersweet, she tells me, but she's grateful for them. And she trusts her husband's caregivers. The rest, she says, is out of her hands. For NPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Chittenden, Vermont.